This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
In this era of challenging times for the brick-and-mortar retailers, there was news this week of one that has now filed bankruptcy a second time. Specialty goods retailer Brookstone, known for its quirky products like those back-kneading chairs or Bluetooth speakers in the shape of footballs, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and plans to close all of its remaining mall stores. Brookstone, which is owned by a Chinese company, hopes to keep its airport stores open. There are 35 of those. It wasn't only the declining foot traffic that took Brookstone under. Wall Street analysts say there were plenty of management blunders along the way at Brookstone. The state fair action picks up here in the month of August in many of our states, including Iowa. And the woman who does the butter sculptures for the Iowa State Fair, Sarah Pratt, says she's just half done. She has done the cow sculpture, but she has yet to complete the replica of the John Deere Waterloo Boy tractor, for which this is the 100th anniversary. Sarah says she visited the John Deere Museum to see the real thing, and then she has a model of the Waterloo Boy on hand with her at the Agriculture Building of the Iowa State Fairgrounds to assist with the details. Sarah said the tractor will certainly be done with the gates open for the fair next Thursday. By the way, Sarah told Des Moines Channel 13 she always likes butter. She says the refrigerator in the garage of their home doesn't have much in it but butter. No, there is never a time when we get sick of butter, Sarah Pratt said. By the way, in case you've wondered if there's anything new in state fair food, oh yes, I think all of our state fairs are making that claim. The Indiana State Fair, which opened this week, has 17 new foods on the menu. A menu of 300 things to eat all together at the Indiana State Fair. And our friend Jeanette Merritt, who is a member of the Indiana State Fair Board, put this one on her Facebook page. Barbecue pork potatoes. This is the 50th year for the Indiana pork producers to have their tent at the Indiana State Fair, and they are celebrating with roasted potatoes smothered in pulled pork barbecue, cheese, and sour cream. What's that? How many calories? Who cares? The fair only comes once a year. That's the Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.